We are here at the International Stainless Bee Center, Cape Coast, Central Region of Ghana, West Africa. We are here to have a conversation with the director and founder of the International Stainless Bee Center, Professor Peter Kwapong. Prof, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You are most welcome to the International Stainless Bee Center.
Prof, so how did you get involved in the stainless bee farming?
Well, my special area is in the bee ecology. I study all kinds of bees. In 2002, I traveled to Brazil, and to my shock, I realized that there are other bees called stingless bees. They do not actually sting. They occur naturally. And the climate or the vegetation of Brazil is similar to that of Ghana. So when I came back, I decided to do research with my students to see whether we have these bees in Ghana. And to my surprise, up to date, I have 12 different stainless bees. And at the center here, I have four of them which are being commercialized and cultured, and research is ongoing with them.
Can you tell us about the center and how it was set up and how it functioned?
Okay. In 2005, a funding agent in California, USA, called CS Fund, generously gave us some small seed money to train farmers to keep bees, stainless bees, as alternative livelihood. Then I had three other postgraduate students, and I teamed up with them, and we contacted the communities around the national park where the bees are, and we started training five communities about keeping stainless bees. So we started gathering the stainless bees, we located them, brought them to the center, and also, as it were, trying to develop appropriate hiving facilities for them, wooden hives. We transferred them, we had losses, we had problems, we solved the problem by research, we kept record, and today, as I'm talking now, we have been fully established, stabilized. We harvest their products. The bees give us three very important products, which are medicinal and they are useful for the local communities.
Can you tell us what is spectacular about these particular stingless bees?
The bees, they don't sting. They don't sting, so they are not harmful. They can give you small bites here and there, and they can swarm in your face in large numbers just to ward you out. Their way of defense. The fact that they don't sting is amazing. They don't sting. And they make honey, and the honey they store in pots instead of comb. They make little pots and store their honey inside. So daytime, anytime, you can visit them, and they are so friendly.
So you walk to the beehive and you are sure that they will not sting you?
You can try it yourself.
Wow.
I won't talk. Try it yourself.
Let's walk to one of the beehives and have an experience of the stingless bees. Yeah, we're trying to open one of the beehives to see what actually we have. Wow. You can touch the bee. They are swamping our hands and they are not stinging.
So this is the honey?
That's the honey.
You can touch this.
Okay.
I think we should move to the sea.
At this stainless bee center, cassava is used as a hedge row to feed the bees. So we are in a cassava farm now. So Prof, we understand that we use cassava hedge row to feed the bees. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yes, we have realized that in our local setting, the farmers use cassava as a hedge to demarcate one farmer's farm from the other. And when this cassava is in flower, these stainless bees and other bees and pollinators feed on the nectar and pollen of this cassava plant. And cassava stays in the farm longer than their vegetable crop. So it means that when their crop is not yet there, the cassava can attract and retain the bees feeding on their farm environment. We came to an agreement with the farmers that this is a good practice that must be promoted. And really, the farmers didn't have any difficulty because they saw the bees on the cassava and they also saw the bees on the flowers of their plant whenever their crop is in flower. So it was something easy for them to understand. So all of them now, if you go to the vegetable producing areas where the Global Pollination Project carried out our research, everybody involved this technology. Every farmer knows that they have to plant cassava as a hedge row. At the end of the day, after they have harvested their vegetables, they can also harvest cassava and they have a complete meal.
Exactly.
So this is one of the many practices that we have promoted.
We know there are other ways of feeding bees, but with the cassava practice, how does it fit into the local context?
The normal local person will not feed bees. They just put hives in there, expecting that the farmer will harvest honey. So they don't even have a link between beekeeping and crop production. But through this project that we carried out, the Global Pollination Project, we'll be able to tell them that, look, you can incorporate beekeeping with your farming.
Very well. So, Prof, what are the main challenges you are confronted with?
The main challenge has to do with pesticide application. It is difficult to change farmers' perception about applying pesticide, whether it's herbicide or whether it is insecticide or whether it's fungicide. So it's number one challenge that we have. But the sites where we have trained farmers, these problems have been overcome. But what we have is how government will take these findings and mainstream them into national agriculture policy.
Thank you very much, Prof.
Yeah,
it's been
you.
An interesting education.
Yeah.
And we will come some other time to visit your International Stingless Bee Center. Thank you again.
Thank you.